Time to look at financial matters, money matters, on this Wednesday morning. 1st of May, brand new month. And Shane Oliver, the Chief Economist with AMP, joins us now. Good morning to you, Shane.
Good morning, Luke. Hope you're well.
I hope you're well. Yesterday, not a good day to be stuck in the air with Bonza Airlines. This is, sadly for me, not unexpected. I thought that they had a very strange business plan to start with, and we've seen many airlines, domestic airlines here in Australia, fold, from Ansett to Compass to Tiger, and the list goes on. Virgin, as a matter of fact, struggled for a long, long time until they could pick up overseas routes. But Bonza Airlines, they've entered into administration. Flights were cancelled right across the country yesterday. Three of their planes, I understand, were actually repossessed whilst in the air full of passengers. I'm not sure if that's true, but that's what I heard. Shane, what do you make of this?
Look, it's a sad day for Australians who want to fly around the country, particularly sad for those who are waiting for their trips. That creates huge disruption. Fortunately, some of the other airlines have offered to help where they can. But I guess it just highlights the difficulty in establishing more competitors in the Australian airline business. We've had numerous airlines come in as third parties. Tiger, I think most recently, Impulse, two iterations of Compass over the years. It's proving really, really difficult for them to do that successfully. That said, Bonza, you know, as you say, there were actually rumours around that it was struggling. Looks like the planes were owned partly by another company as well, so that's why they were repossessed. Their parent company, I think it's called 777 Partners, based in Miami, and it's having a few issues of its own regarding its reinsurance business and an attempt to buy a Premier League British soccer team called Everton. So this just adds to 777's or 777 Partners' list of woes. But to be honest with you, it doesn't really surprise me. For a long period now, there's been debate as to whether the Australian airline industry can support a third airline. And numerous attempts have been made and it's failed.
They had some strange routes. I mean, they didn't do Melbourne-Sydney, which is the most popular, but they would do Sydney-Rockhampton or Mackay or whatever. Look, they tried to fill a void that they saw was missing in Australian aviation. But as I said in my introduction, and you just mentioned, we've seen many airlines try and fail. It's very, very hard, isn't it? I think of Ansett. You go back to Ansett, which was around for a long, long time. I mean, you and I and our generation, we couldn't imagine the skies without Ansett at one point, could we?
That's right. It was Ansett and TAA.
TAA, that's it. It was like Ford and Holden. Yeah, you either like Ford or Holden or Ansett and TAA.
It's one of those occasions with Ansett where I had a bit of luck. I decided to take my family to Darwin for a holiday in, I think, 2001, and managed to use up all my Ansett points.
Oh, you lucky.
A month, I think.
Typical.
They folded. I didn't have any inside information.
They
were having a tough time through that period. But it was one of those times when you get lucky, like the time I bought my house. The price just kept going up thereafter. But it has been very difficult. The other thing is people think, oh, well, we'll do these routes that no one else does. And then you find, yeah, there is demand, but it's not enough to support a full-fledged airline or those sorts of planes. You can do it with small planes, but really struggle when you're trying to put jets into those some of those routes on a regular basis.
And you even look at smaller airlines like Hazelton Airlines. Now, when I lived in Bathurst in central west New South Wales, gee whiz, we relied on Hazelton coming in and out of Bathurst every day. Well, it stopped.
That's right. Rex is still out there and managing to survive. Fingers crossed that remains the case. But it does make life difficult for Australian travellers because it means that we ultimately end up paying more for a flight than you might in some other country. Whereas you take the American airline industry, it's there's lots of competition. And that helps keep the prices down.
Oh, to fly from Sydney to Bathurst one way was more than flying Sydney to Melbourne.
Yeah, well.
I'm not kidding. At one point, yeah.
God, that's amazing.
It is amazing. So there you are. Bonza has gone. Will someone step up and think maybe we can make some money out of those routes that Bonza was trying to conquer? I doubt it. I doubt it. I think that we've reached, water has reached its level with aviation here in Australia, unless, of course, I'm talking international flights, and then it's up to the government to allow other carriers to come in and compete with Qantas.
That's probably the only way it can viably work, and then
pick up some domestic routes on your way in and on your way back.
That's right. If you're flying to London, you stop off in Perth and Adelaide on the way.
Yes.
Pick up people, and that helps domestic market as well as the international market. So that's probably the only viable way to do it.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah. You don't want to open an airline with me, do you?
No, maybe we should.
I can't believe you used up all your.
I can't believe you
used up all your Ansett points just a couple of months before they went belly up. Only you, Shane Oliver. Only you.
Now I remember the flight well because they used to hand out drumsticks on the on Ansett, and I thought this is really nice. I've got three flights here. My points are paying for them, and I've got these drumsticks. And then a little while later, the news went sour regarding Ansett, and I actually missed them. In a way, I used to like Ansett.
Yeah, it was good. Hey, listen, what happened with the markets yesterday? Up a little bit.
Up a little bit. Still grinding higher after the losses that we had seen over the previous couple of weeks. Aussie market up, 27 points, 0.3%, 7,664. It was partly based on bad news. We got some retail sales figures out yesterday which showed a 0.4% fall. And retail sales over the last 12 months are only up 0.8%. So after inflation, they're actually going backwards. And on a per-person basis, you adjust for the massive population growth, it's well and truly going backwards. But the reason the market celebrated and consumer discretionary or retail stocks were the big gainers was because suddenly the market said, well, maybe we're not going to see a rate hike after all. Maybe the next move is going to be down on interest rates, which I think will be the case. And that's partly why the Aussie share market managed to rise yesterday. But it was partly on the back of that bad news regarding pretty weak retail sales.
Yeah, indeed. All right, then, what's the Aussie dollar doing today?
Well, similar story there. It came down to 65.3 US cents. Yesterday when we were talking, it was about 65.6. The reason it came down again was because, well, maybe the RBA is not going to be hiking rates after all. And that pulled the Aussie down. So, again, a little bit lower on the back of that bad news regarding retail sales.
All right, Shane Oliver, always good to talk to you. Thank you so much. There you are. That's what's happening with money today on Wednesday, the 1st of May. Shane Oliver, Chief Economist with AMP.